We're looking this morning, as we did last week, and as we will, Lord willing, next week, at knowing Christ. We saw last week that that is a privilege of great, great worth. And we called forward a witness to a testify of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus from the Scriptures. Paul the Apostle was our witness, and looking at his letter to the Christians in Philippi, we saw why he said that knowing Christ is a treasure of surpassing worth. I thought we would sort of update our information by looking this morning at a modern witness, although some of you will smile at the thought that we're getting modern. We enter into the 18th century. So I call forward this morning as a witness, Mr. Jonathan Edwards. Let me tell you a bit about him, and that will help you see why it's worth our while to pay a bit of attention to what we can learn from him if we're serious about knowing Christ. So here's a few details about Jonathan Edwards. Here are his dates. He was born 1703 and died 55 years later in 1758. He was an 18th century man. In his own mind, he was an Englishman raising a family and pastoring a church in the colony of Massachusetts. We would think of him as an American because he lived all of his life in New England. But in those days, American was a word used for the group that later became known as the Indians and that we call First Nations now. The Indians were the Americans. And the Americans were Englishmen. He saw himself as an Englishman, as the colonists did. Raised a family. He and his wife Sarah had 11 children, 8 of them girls and 3 boys. And he pastored a church, mostly one church in Northampton in the colony of Massachusetts. This is before the United States of America had been birthed. And while he raised his family, while he pastored a church, he was burdened with a sense of call. He knew that God had equipped him and gifted him, had called him to do a great written work, a whole new system of understanding God. And he continually worked away at that and died suddenly at the age of 55 with that work incomplete. But he knew that he was called to do this work, or felt he was, because he was a man with a great, great mind. He was a really, really smart guy. In fact, he is known generally as the first great American philosopher. And many would say the greatest of all American philosophers. He was that brilliant a mind that he's admired by Christians and non-Christian students alike. And perhaps more to our purpose, but not really, he was also, you need to know, a man with a great heart for God. He was one of those rare people who had a great intellect that was set on fire by a great love for God. He wasn't all head, he was heart too. And his heart was clearly dazzled by God, and his writings show that. His heart was dazzled by Jesus Christ, which we will see today. Now, along with those biographical details, if you know anything else about Jonathan Edwards, it's probably this, that he once preached a sermon called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. In fact, generally speaking, if anyone these days knows anything about this man, Jonathan Edwards, it's just that. He's the guy that preached that sermon called Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Very, very few people have read that sermon, though it's clear and easy to find. And it's a little misleading that people would think of him as having preached that sermon and not know about that sermon because, well, most people just get caught up on that phrase, an angry God, and balk at the idea that if God exists at all, he would, you know, dare to be or ever think to be angry. And so they dismiss Jonathan Edwards and so many others who might preach sermons like that out of hand because of this strange idea that God has anger or wrath. But the sermon, if you were to take the time to read it, you could find it on the internet. It's not hard to find. The sermon has